Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here in Searcy, ready for the nightcap of tonight's action. Sun's finally gone down. It's nice to see this place during the sunlight again. The beautiful facility here. This is the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. Big game coming up here. Mountain Home Lady Bombers will be taking on the 6-0 Cabot Panthers. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic board certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Roeder make it their mission to provide patients with the highest quality of orthopedic care. When things are at their worst, they're at their best. Big matchup tonight.
I was giving Coach Leonard a hard time at halftime of the boys' game, and he was coming up here for the interview, and I said, hey, guess what? We're playing another undefeated team, and that just seems like the theme of the girls' season so far is all of our non-conference games have been undefeated teams, and or teams that are 5-1. I mean, Valley View 6-1. They're coming into town Monday. Baseball Southside is – you know, they're pretty good. We play them tomorrow. They've got one or two losses. Batesville's only got one loss. I mean, it's just go down the road. You know, the Searcy girls team, they finally got their first loss the other night. But this Cabot team is one that I would say is probably – I haven't seen Greenwood live yet. I've seen Greenwood on film but not live. But this team is probably going to be the best team that we're going to face all year.
Yeah.
It could be by 10 points or more. I mean, this team is – they are known for their defense. They are going to be physical – half court man defense. They're only averaging giving up 26 points a game on the year. So it's a team that they're going to play between you and the ball. They're going to be that close to you. And, you know, that's one thing that we're going to see how our girls respond to that.
So about 5 minutes until they go through the starting lineup introductions here. We already got the starters for you. So the starters are presented by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Actually, I don't think they are. I just said that probably. I was probably misreading what I had here. Mountain Home is going to be the usual five. Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Parker Husky, 5'8 senior. A 6'4 junior. Anna McCarn. Lakin Moore, a 6-foot junior, getting all kinds of offers across the Midwest. They really want to get after her. Whitten Coleman, a 5'7 junior, rounds out the lineup. For Cabot, they will go with Bliss Miller, Kaylin Bean, Bree Hall, J.C. Cook, who's getting a lot of D1 offers for not only basketball but volleyball. I think her better sport's volleyball because we saw her. That was the first broadcast of the year. Mountain Lady Bombers played Cabot. That was a three-game sweep. And Abby Grace Cunningham, the big 6'1 forward. What are the names that stick out there? They will not have the services of Jenna Cook, who is committed to play basketball at UCA. That one hurts.
Yeah, Jenna and J.C. Cook, those two are the twins. Their dad is the coach. He was at Paragould for a long time, moved down to Cabot, took over that program, and since then they've been a perennial top team. And this is probably one of the – this is probably going to be number one in the state here, the girls' team. Those are the names to watch. But I mean, I'm telling you, Dylan, they're just good. They're just deep. They're good. They're physical. You know, Lady Bombers have struggled this year when it's come to physical half-court man defenses. We actually put in a new offense this week to try to combat that.
Yeah.
We don't see that a lot in the 5A West. We see a lot of 1-3-1s. We see a lot of extended zones, 3-2 zones. We see a lot of zones in the West. And, you know, in these non-conference games, the teams that have given us trouble, the Kickapoos, the Farmingtons, the Searcys, they've played us just a straight – you know, hardcore man, and we're going to put in an offense to try to combat that and see, because when it comes time for state tournament, guess what? We're going to need to know those things, right?
Absolutely right. So getting things wrapped up here. They're going through their final shots here. Everybody healthy for Mountain Home, it looks like. Lady Bombers trying to move to 1-1 this week in the Searcy Classic. This is game number 9 for them. They're only going to have one home game next week. They got one more tomorrow, and then schedule kind of starts to move down as we're going to take a short little break here. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. We will have the Clear Results Glass opening tip-off here in just a couple moments on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here in Searcy, second part of the pregame show. Again, Cabot going to come into this one 6-0. Mountain Home with a record of 5-3. They have played a lot of games here early on. So, again, the Mountain Home Bombers won their game 68-45 in the first one of this one. You'll see a lot of Cabot here the next day. The boys will play them tomorrow. But this is a really historically good program. The Lady Bombers will get a peek at here in just a couple of moments. They're about to go through the starting lineups again. The starters for Cabot: Bliss Miller, Kaylin Bean, Bree Hall, J.C. Cook, and Abby Grace Cunningham, led by head coach Jay Cook. Been there a while. Been around the block a couple times across the state. Mountain Home, led by head coach Dell Leonard. They're starting Jayla Yonkers, Parker Husky, Anna McCarn, Lakin Moore, and Witten Coleman. So that's been the Baxter Health pregame show. We will take a short little break here and bring you the opening tip-off of the girls' game. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.